Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Father, Lord, we want to thank you. We bless your name. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for another day, another time of refreshing in your holy presence. Thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting for us. Thank you for your peace, for your love, for your joy that permeates in our lives. And we say glory, honor, adoration be unto you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all the past broadcasts, for all the souls that have been won into your kingdom. Thank you, everlasting God, for all the wonderful testimonies we have been receiving. We say, be thou lifted up, my Lord, be thou exalted, be thou glorified. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commit today's broadcast into your hands, Lord. We pray, Lord, that indeed it will bring forth salvation of souls, bring forth healing, bring forth deliverance. For everyone that listens to this broadcast, Lord, visit each and every one individually in the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And I pray that indeed the Lord will do something extraordinary in your life as you listen to this broadcast this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you what I titled, The Valley of Your Life Shall Be Exalted. Every valley of your life will be exalted in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40, Isaiah 40, reading from verse 1. It says, comfort, comfort to my people, says your God. Your God will comfort you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her, that our warfare is ended, that our iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all our sins. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Brothers and sisters, the mouth of the Lord has spoken concerning you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, every valley shall be lifted up. Whatever that constitutes itself as a valley in your life, it shall be lifted up in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I bring good news to you this day, because the God we serve is always taking care of you. He said, comfort my people. The Lord will comfort you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Looking at the book of Isaiah, the same Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 45. And reading from verse 1, he says, thus says the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped to subdue nations before him, and to loose the belt of kings, to open doors before him, that gates may not be closed. Brothers and sisters, every gate that the enemy has erected concerning you, concerning your destiny, those gates shall be shut in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord himself will open that gate of prosperity, that gate of abundance, that gate of favor on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Still looking at that Isaiah 45, in verse 2, the Bible says, I will go before you and level the exalted places. Whatever place that have been exalted, that means that every form of object that have been raised against you, the Lord is saying that he's going to level them. And that shall be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Every voice of opposition concerning your destiny, concerning your progress, the Lord will silence them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, he said, I will go before you and level the exalted places. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. Any door that the enemy has placed in your way, those doors, the Lord is saying to you, brothers and sisters, that he's going to break them into pieces. And it shall be so concerning you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, when we are talking about doors, when we are talking about gates, when we are talking about valleys, we are referring to challenges of life that the enemy has set before us. But God is telling us right now, brothers and sisters, that he is going to go before us. He is going to go before us, is going to break those doors of bronze into pieces, and so shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Speaking further, the Lord says, I will give you the treasures of darkness and the halls in secret places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who called you by your name. He says, I will give you treasures of darkness. There are hidden treasures. There are treasures that are meant for you that you may not even know that they are yours. God is saying that, look, I will open your eyes to see those treasures. I will not only open your eyes, I will direct you to where they are. You will see them. You will not only see them, but you'll be able to dig them out. And the Lord will empower you. He will give you the ability, the wherewithal, for you to be able to access those treasures in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will send helpers of destiny, those who will help you, in order for you to be able to access that which the Lord has ordained for you. Your blessings will not be denied you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are talking about the Lord exalting those valleys of our lives. Many of us, probably, we have been toiling, we have been laboring, there is nothing to show for it. At times you begin to wonder, where is this God? Brothers and sisters, the God we serve is a God that neither sleep nor slumber. He's very, very much aware of who you are. He's very, very much aware of your challenges. You know the story of that man by the pool of Bethesda. The Bible said for 38 years he had been in that condition. And when our Lord Jesus Christ saw him, he knew how long he had been in that situation. Brothers and sisters, your situation may be 38 weeks. It may be 38 months. It may be 38 years. No matter what it may be, how long it may be, I want you to know that the God we serve, he will make way for you. He will make way for you. He will lift you out of that valley. When the brothers of Joseph threw him into the pit, they thought they have destroyed his destiny, not knowing that they are pushing him towards fulfillment of his destiny. Brothers and sisters, every pit that the enemy has dug for you, you will use those pits as a stepping stone to the fulfillment of God's plans concerning you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The brothers of Joseph threw him into the pit, and even they are the ones that brought him out again. Your enemies, even they begin to work for you. Everything God has created, the moon, the stars, the sun, the wind, they will work in your favor in the name of Jesus. They sold him out as a slave. They sold him to Potiphar. He got to Potiphar's house. He faced another valley. In that valley, Potiphar's wife lied against him. She lied against him and he found himself in the prison. But not knowing that everything is towards fulfillment of destiny. Brothers and sisters, do not lose hope. No matter what you are going through, hold on firmly to the word of God. Hold on firmly to his word and believe that he can do it, and indeed he will do it for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Your God will not disappoint you. He has never disappointed anyone. He is a God that never fails. He is a God with whom nothing is impossible. When Joseph was in that prison, in that valley, in that prison yard, brothers and sisters, God also was with him. The Bible said that he enjoyed the favor of the jailer. Why? Because as God has said, I will be with you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. And my God will not leave you. He will not forsake you. In the prison, God was able to make up for him to have a contact with the person who will recommend him to the palace. Brothers and sisters, that valley that you are experiencing right now, it's through that valley that the Lord will bring into contact with you that person that will take you to the palace. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, you will not remain in that valley of your life throughout your life, because that valley is the stage you have to pass through. Brothers and sisters, the God that created the mountains is the one that created the valleys, is the one that created the plain land. So, brothers and sisters, we are only passing through a phase. You are only passing through a season, and that season must certainly come to an end. You can't have morning all the times. You can't have night all the times. So you are passing through a season, and that season is about to leave you right now in the name of Jesus, because your time to be promoted, your time to be removed out of that valley has come, and the Lord will take you out of that valley in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Could it be that when you look around, people are asking you, where is your God? Where is this your God? Can this your God help you? Brothers and sisters, I want you to start to rejoice. I want you to start to dance. Penania was making jest of Anna in 1 Samuel chapter 1. She was making jest of her. But brothers and sisters, what happened? The God that never sleeps, the God that never slumbers, the God that cares for us, the God that tells us that we are the apple of his eye, that God moved on behalf of Anna. Anna did not only have Samuel, but she had other children, both male and female. Brothers and sisters, I bring good news to you. The God that answered Anna, that God will answer you. He will bring smiles to your faces in the mighty name of Jesus. Do not be disillusioned about what you are going through right now. Because why? God wants to do something extraordinary. He wants his name to be glorified in your life. So that situation you are going through right now, just begin to thank God and say, oh, I know that by this circumstance, by this situation I'm going through, the name of my God will be glorified. And indeed, his name will be glorified in your life, in your situation, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, everything I'm saying right now, it relates to those who have a relationship with the Almighty God. Can you say boldly that you have a relationship with this God? Are you one leg in, one leg out? God says that either you are hot for him or you are cold. So he wants you to be hot for him. So for you to be hot for him, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it is you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I want to thank you for these your children that have given their lives unto you today. Let them remain connected with you all the days of their life. In the name of Jesus. For every one of you that have heard me today, I prophesy into your life that the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. Every mountain standing in your way shall be made low. Every valley will be exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will wipe away your tears. He will wipe away your sorrow. You will never shed tears of sorrow again in the mighty name of Jesus. This is your season of rejoicing. This is your season of fulfillment. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.